Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Sponsored by MB Financial Bank, Breakfast of the Blackhawk with the great Brandon Saad this morning. Welcome to the program, Brandon. It's been a little while. What's gotten into you?
Hey, how's it going, Steve, Dave? How are you?
All he does is score goals in the game winner the other day. Saad, I don't know if you remember, the first time you and I talked, you were the last thing you wanted to do was be on the radio. You were a little nervous about it and all that. And then Dave Ennett and I, we did the convention, as we do every year, and you're coming in and you're raising the roof on the crowd. I don't know what happened to you in Columbus, dude, but you got there's a whole new Brandon Saad going on here.
Yeah, I don't know. A few years older, definitely feel more comfortable this time around, so it's been good.
Yeah, I could say. Finding the back of the net as many times as you had.
He's on pace for 82 goals, by the way.
Yeah, and by the way, Saad, we're going to need all 82. No pressure.
No pressure. Yeah, exactly.
Does the net look bigger? Does the puck look bigger? Because I believe you can be in an extended zone in hockey the same way you can be in other sports.
Yeah, you know what? We're just playing well right now. And I think coming back, playing some great players, and having that confidence of being around the net, the pucks are finding a way in. You know, it just so happens they end up to be the game winner or whatever the statistic, I don't even know. But it's been fun hockey. It's been fun winning, and we're looking to continue it going.
How about your chemistry with Jonathan Toews on that top line, Brandon, and you guys working together along with Richard Panik? I mean, it just seems like everything is gelling for you.
Yeah, we've been off to a good start. You know, I know in the past we had success, and Richie plays that similar type of game with a big body protecting the puck and holding on to pucks down low. So I think as a line, that's what we want to do to wear teams down. Obviously, our rush game, you can score off the rush, but that's the type of game we like to play to break teams down, and so far we've had success doing it.
So you go to Columbus for a couple of years. We were all shocked when that deal was made, but as you know, the salary cap situation has been as hard on the Blackhawks as anybody, and they made the move they had to make. When you get the call that you're I know there was some sniffing around about it, but when you get the call it's official you're coming back, how did that feel?
I was excited. You know, at first I was shocked a little bit. I didn't expect it to be so soon, but how can't you be excited to come back to a city and a team like this? So just pure excitement, really.
Yeah, and people thought, well, Sutter's like 35 or 40. Panarin's 18. How could we make this? Panarin's older than you.
Yeah.
I think he's...
Yeah, I might look older, but yeah, he is. Yeah.
Well, it takes a lot out of you to score all those goals. but we love Panarin. Panarin was great, but I was so thrilled to get you back, and especially with Big Hoss on the sidelines, at least for now, you know, taking some of those minutes in the corner away from Toews can open up him a little bit as well. I don't know. I'm very optimistic about this team, as you can tell.
Yeah. Well, we have an exciting team, so it's still early, but I think we have a lot of positives showing. Like I said, it's been an exciting start. We're looking to continue it going. I think we're definitely happy where we're at right now.
Was there a little something extra? I mean, I know it's a division game, but was there a little something extra in that game the other night against Nashville?
Yes. Not for me. You mean for the team?
No, I'm asking.
You're talking to Saad.
Yeah, because you weren't part of it last spring, Brandon, but obviously you had to know all about it and what happened and how guys were feeling about their first shot at Nashville this season.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I wasn't here, like you said, but knowing what went on and watching a little bit of it, you definitely know that the guys were ready to play for that game. And that was a big one. You know, it's a divisional game, not only what happened with last year, but every point's big in this league. And it was definitely one we were all up for.
So was there any special welcome back by the boys? Because, you know, we had you once a Blackhawk, always a Blackhawk, but you come back. You know, did Kaner or Toews or anybody give you a little dressing room hazing?
No, not too much, really. It's been all good, you know, kind of right where I left off with those guys. And then it's been good to meet the other guys over training camp and get familiar with the faces and all that. So we got an exciting group, like I said before, and It's been a lot of fun so far.
And Q is thrilled to have you back as well. How you doing with Q?
He's good. I mean, that guy's he's great to play for. He's at where he's at for a reason. He's had all that success for a reason. And as a player, I mean, he's definitely fun to play under. He wants the best out of you and demands the best out of you, so it makes you better as a player.
Yeah, keeps your game up all the time. Pete Mashinsky is a listener and has today's MB Financial Bank Breakfast of the Blackhawk listener question, and it's about Coach Q. Who is Coach Q's pet player, and who's always in his doghouse?
Oh, boy. I don't really know. I mean, coming back, I know I guess I could say Kaner's one of his favorites, but Kaner's one of all of our favorites, so that's tough not to say. And as for the doghouse, it's still early, so I haven't seen too much of it yet with us winning some games, but I'm sure it'll pop up eventually.
Yeah, he'll ride somebody a little harder than the rest, but there's a strategy behind that as well. I remember talking to Lou Piniella about this, Dave, where he'd go, and Piniella had a great take on it. He goes, you got to be a school teacher. He said, in any classroom, you've got kids who can perform at a certain level, and then kids who can perform at a middle level, and kids who can perform at a higher level, and you got to be able to teach all of them and work with, get the best out of all of them, which I think is a pretty fair take. And all you have to do, Sauter, to stay out of the doghouse is keep scoring.
Yeah, it's easy as that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I was able to help you out. Anyway, dude, I just want you to know we're thrilled you're back. We love having you on the show anytime, and Chicago loves having you back in town as well. And congratulations on such a great start.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All the best.
All right, thanks.
It's Brandon. So I don't know if you know, Dave, 6 goals.
6 goals in 6 games.
In 6 games.
It's pretty good.